Megan Kelly gets ready to come back in. Berry's coming in. Rebecca Lawrence will come in. Gaddy. All back into the ball game. Mazarot stays for the Flying Dutch. Long pass into Jervis. Jervis guarded by Kelly. Ball stolen away. Berry just snuck in from the offside. Didn't see her coming. And lost the basketball. Kelly at the right wing to Lawrence. Back to Berry. Berry directs a little traffic out front to Kelly. To Berry. She sets for three. Yes. So Brittany with her second triple of the evening. 39-22, 1:18 left in the half. Pope goes into his own defense. Ruska on the outside. Gives it off to Burke. Her shot misses. Lawrence with the rebound to Gaddy. Gaddy back to Berry. Berry sets up. Thought about the shot. Changed her mind. Fed it off to Kelly. Out front to Lawrence. To Gaddy. To Berry in the right corner. Underneath Lawrence. Her shot misses. Rebounds. No good by Mazarot, and that's out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Lions. 39-22, we're under a minute. Hope with the lead. Now we hit that halfway point. Ruska. Gaddy cuts her off as she heads on the left side, switches, goes around right. Three-pointer fired, that's no good by Jervis. Rebecca Lawrence with the rebound. To Gaddy, 25 seconds left. Shot clock and game clock are pretty much the same. Berry fires a triple, got her third triple. So Berry starting to warm up a little bit. 42-22, Hope up by 20. Ruska along the right side takes it out to Hakula. Along the right side, the buzzer goes off. This one will not count if it goes through. Did not go through, and we're at the half. And Hope has a 20-point lead, 42-22 at halftime. Adam?
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show. We're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, and the Hope College Flying Dutch own a 42-22 lead at halftime at the post-exam jam here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Let's take a look at team statistics. First, for Finlandia University, coming all the way from Hancock, Michigan, up in the Upper Peninsula. They shot 20% from the field in the first half, 6 of 29, and half of those were three-pointers. They shot 3 of 15 from beyond the arc for 20%, did a decent job at the free throw line, 7 of 8 for 87%. They held their own with the rebounding. They had 20 rebounds in the first half, believe it or not. That's quite a bit ways from what Hope College did, but 20 rebounds is pretty impressive from the small group that Finlandia has, very scrappy bunch. They turned over the ball 9 times. Hope College shot 40% from the field in the first half, 16 of 40, and they were 4 of 10 from beyond the arc. Three of those three-pointers came from Brittany Berry. They were 6 of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. They had 30 rebounds, 10 offensive, 20 defensive. They turned over the ball 6 times. Individual statistics. First for Finlandia, they were led in scoring by Haley Traverse, or Traversa, or is it Traverse? Haley Traverse, who had 8 points and 6 rebounds. Michaela Hakala had 4 points and 1 rebound. Vera Ruska had 4 points and 2 rebounds. Paige Yoho had 1 point. Marissa Burke had 3 points and 2 rebounds. And Mary Joan Maloney had 2 points coming off the bench. For the Flying Dutch, they were led in scoring by Brittany Berry, who also led the team in rebounds. Brittany Berry had 11 points. three of those from the three-point land and seven boards. And the other person that was leading the team in rebounds was Rebecca Lawrence. She had 7 points and seven rebounds. Amanda Traversa came off the bench and added some scoring. She had 8 points and six rebounds. Melissa LaRue also came off the bench, had 4 points and one rebound. Megan Kelly, one of the starters, had 4 points. Maura McAfee had another impressive first half. She had 8 points, four rebounds, and two assists. And that wraps up the scoring for the Flying Dutch, who have 42 points in the first half of action. Very interesting to look at this. The Flying Dutch, Ron, on the season for their seven games are averaging 92.6 points a game. That's a pretty impressive number.
Yeah, that's a good number out there. It reminds you a little bit of some of the schools out there that go out, and Grinnell is one of them that talked about a lot because they go out and they try to outscore you. And we're talking with their coach one time, and he says in practice they work on taking a shot every 5 seconds. So 5 seconds go off the clock, he wants a shot to go up. And so that's what they do. They go down, and oftentimes they've scored, you know, well over 100 points in some of their ball games. And Trine used to do that back in the day, and when they had a coach that was, you know, believing in that philosophy, they didn't win a lot of ball games, but they sure did score a lot of points. And the games were fun out there. I know we had a couple of ball games, you know, 110 to 103, stuff like that, that you know, the crowd's kind of like.
That's really tough to get a shot every 5 seconds. I have watched a few games where, you know, they have problems getting the ball past the timeline in 10 seconds. But you really have to push the ball down the floor in order to get the 5 seconds. There's been teams in the past that have tried that, use that same philosophy in the pros and in Division One. And I've seen games where 160 points and 150 points, but you have to be a well-conditioned crew in order to pull that off.
Yeah, and you've got to have some good shooters out there. You're not going to get all layups, I know that, because you're going to have to hustle to get that ball up the court. And granted, you won't get a shot every 5 seconds, but that was the goal, to try to get a shot off every 5 seconds, and that's what they worked on in practice. So.
And you have to be doing a little bit of cherry picking in order to get that, too. So a lot of fast breaking going on. It's a very tough way of running your offense to do that, because you have to be conditioned and you have to have good shooters, and you also have to have some people that are going to make some easy baskets in that line.
Well, Hope has always prided itself in the defense. And they work on defense a lot, and they try to get a lot of turnovers out there and points off the turnovers, things like that. They were only able to force, they forced 9 turnovers in the first half, which is a good number of turnovers for a half that they got, and I'm sure they got points off some of those.
So anything that sticks out to you in the statistics, Ron, in the first half?
Not really. It's good to see Brittany Berry. Brittany was not shooting a lot early on in the games we did early in the season. And today she's shooting a little bit more, leading the ball club with 11 points, 3 of them from outside the arc. And last year she had a couple of long streaks from outside the arc where she really bombed, you know, 5 or 6 in a row kind of thing, and really helped the scoring for the Flying Dutch. Well, she's, you know, doing a good job coming now and starting to find her eye a little bit, and I think we're going to see her shooting more.
Yeah, last year Brittany Berry led the nation in 3-point shooting percentage, so she's a sharp. She can get really hot and be a sharp shooter for this team. Let's send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. We're at halftime, where Hope College is leading Finlandia 42-22. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Game of the post-am jam earlier this evening, Capital was able to defeat Robert Morris, and so the winner of tonight's Hope College game will face Capital in the championship game of the tournament. The winner will play Well, whoever wins this game, Hope College, regardless, plays at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with tip-off around the 3 o'clock time. The Barbara Ford pregame show will start around 2:40. We say around because you never know how long the first game's going to go. It might push us and everything back a little bit, but who knows. We take a look at some of the Flying Dutch are averaging 92.6 points per game, and that marks that mark ranks second in NCAA Division III in scoring. Also, Hope ranks in the top 10 Division III in two more categories, Ron. They are fourth in scoring margin as they are defeating their opponents by an average of 29.3 points a game and are sixth in turnover margin with a plus 13.1. So Flying Dutch are doing just an amazing job all the way around to begin this season.
Well, Hope College, the team that's number one, is North Central, and that's a team that Hope defeated early on in the year by a score of 126-56. So you know that they have had some real high scores since that time to be up there at the 96 a ball game when they scored 56 the first game.
Right. And right now, Hope College is second in the nation behind last year's national champion, DePaul, who ran the table last year to win the national championship. They went undefeated. So that's an... Well, Flying Dutch are doing a pretty good job holding their own to start this season. And if things hold together, you never know what might end up happening in the national tournament. Let's send it back to the studio for a one-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show at 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where Hope College leads at halftime over Finlandia University, 42-22 here in the first matchup of the post-exam jam. The winner of this game takes on Capital tomorrow afternoon, and we're just seconds away from starting the second half of action here, Ron. You got to give Finlandia some credit. They are a little bit overmatched, but they are a scrappy bunch, and they've played a really tough first half.
Now, they've stayed with the Flying Dutch out there. You won't necessarily stay with them as a score, but, you know, they push the ball up, and they're pretty scrappy out there. Like you say, the rebounds, there's not a big spread. There's a spread of 10 at halftime, but they're trying to give Hope a ball game. Hope we have the basketball to start the second half. Starters are in the game for the Flying Dutch. Berry around to Kelly, back out in front, McAfee. Man-to-man defense starting for the Lady Lions. Berry drives into the paint, left-handed shot, no good. McAfee tried to put it up, and a foul from behind. Burke reached over the top, trying to knock that pass away from McAfee, but Morrow will be at the line for the Flying Dutch. This one's good. Little swisher. You have the second one. This one hit, rolls around, but it counts just the same. 44-22, Hope with the lead. Pressure defense now by Hope as they double-team the basketball. Over at the left wing, DeRuska. Back out in front, Yoho. Hope falls into his own, passes knocked away. Rebecca Lawrence picks it up. To Getty. Getty goes Kelly in the left wing. 4-foot jumper. Got it. Nice soft touch on the jump shot on the baseline about 4 feet out. 46-22. Hope with the lead. Lady Lyons working on the outside. Yoho to the left wing. Back out in front. They give it to Burke. Long three-pointer. Hits the back of the iron. That's no good by Jervis. And the ball is tipped off Brittany as Berry was the last one to touch it. Finlandia will have the basketball. Inbound pass quickly to Yoho. Kicks it back to the left wing. Working her way as Jervis back and forth. Leaves it. And you're going to have an offensive foul And that's going to go against Yoho.
Yeah, she plowed over Brittany Berry while she was trying to pass the ball on the baseline.
Gaddy with a flying Dutch over to Kelly at the left side. Out front to McAfee. Over to Kelly. Underneath, Rebecca Lawrence. Her shot good. 48-22. Finlandia had 22 at the half. It was 42-22, so the points all belonging to Hope College in the second half. Finlandia working the ball. Gets man-to-man. Long three-pointer. This one's off. No good. McAfee with the rebound out to Getty. Getty, three-on-three break. Berry from the right wing. Feeds underneath Lawrence. Out front, McAfee. She sets. Fires. Got it. It's a two-pointer. 50-42. Hope with the lead. Finlandia on the attack. To the right side, Jervis. Back out in front to Yoho. Into the hands of Burke to Yoho. Working back and forth. Zone defense by the late Flying Dutch. Underneath, open person, and the shot was missed. But a foul was called, and I think that was an anticipation foul. As Rebecca Lawrence picks up the foul, and we'll have Finlandia at the line. Got it? They've only missed one free throw thus far in the ball games as Maloney comes in. And Hannah Dole comes in for Hope. Second one. This one rolls out. Rebound, Dole. Back to Getty. Getty, right side, Berry. Berry with one dribble, cross court to Kelly. Out front to Dole, back to Berry. She sets. Has the three go away. Kelly gets a rebound. Back and forth, and handed McAfee underneath. Brittany with that look left, pass right. And got it underneath to McAfee, and she was too far underneath the board. She went up for a shot and hit the bottom of the backboard and was fouled in the process. So McAfee will be at the line. This one hits the back of the iron, bounds away. She'll have the second. And this one's off the front.
Okay.
Somebody must have stepped in or something.
Yeah, they didn't make any kind of official like statement on that one, so okay. She's going to take another free throw.
And she has this. 51-23. Hope for the lead. On the outside is Hakala. Back out in front, Ruska. Over to the right wing, Jervis. Round the horn they go. Trying to force it to the inside. Can't get it there. Ruska is at the point. Jervis. Baseline. Back to Jervis. Outside. Great movement now. But they can't find an opening. Finally a long three.
Oh, wow.
And Ruska just fired away out there. And it went in. And
Finlandia is going to get the ball back on a foul underneath away from the ball. The shot will count for 3-2. So fouls against McAfee on a push underneath.
So Finlandia will set it up underneath their own basket. And almost lost it. Loose basketball on the court picked up by Hakula. Little give and go underneath. Good move. Shot blocked by Dole. And McAfee steals the basketball to Berry to Getty. Getty with a fast break. Shots up and good. A nice strong move that time by Gaddy as being all over her was Ruska. And Gaddy still took her to the hole and made the basket and got the foul.
Gaddy's first point to the game. Try to add the free throw to make it a three-point play.
She bounces the ball two or three times and puts it in. Traversa comes back in. McAfee goes out. 54-26, Hope with a lead. 16-13 left in the ballgame. Working against Hope's own defense. On the outside, another long three. This one hits the back of the iron by Ruska. And rebound comes out to Ruska. No good, and a foul.
They're going to get traversed on that one. Nope.
No, it's out of bounds.
Brittany Berry.
So Finlandia will inbound it. They get it in the corner. Traverses right there to Yoho, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. I think it's going to go back to Finlandia. Ruska will inbound it. Looks around. And 5 seconds is up. And Hope's going to get the basketball. Called an illegal block out there on Hakka. So Hope gets the basketball. I think he wanted a little press that time. Gaddy quickly beat it up the court. Left side, Berry. Back to Gaddy. Right side, Kelly. In the middle, Traversa. To Berry in the corner. Out front, Gaddy. Right side, Kelly. Three, got it. Megan Kelly, a big triple. 57-26, Hope 15-22 left. Zone defense by Hope. Ruska back out in front to Yolo. On the right side, Jervis. In and out they go. Jervis with the shot, got it. So Finlandia counters with a three. 57-29, 15 minutes left. Gaddy to Kelly, back to Gaddy, over to Brittany. Gaddy fakes a shot. Kelly feeds in the middle, Traversa. Her jumper is good. Worked her way at the top of the key and right about on the free throw line there. Pulled up, put the jumper in. Zone defense yet by Hope. Ball is tipped around by Anna Dole and out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Finlandia. Mazarat comes in, replacing Brittany Berry. LaRue back in. Kaufman back in. So the second unit in for Hope. On the outside is Yoho. Back out front, long three, no good by Yoho. Rebound, Traversa. Back to Kaufman. Kaufman, left side, Dole, in the middle. Mazarat, three-pointer by Traversa that misses. And the numbers are Finlandia's, but the ball is batted around by Hannah Dole, and Hope comes back and gets it. Finlandia with the basketball. Right into the hands of LaRue. Melissa to Kaufman. Kaufman left side, misses the shot. Rebound underneath, and it's going to be a jump ball. So the ball will go to Finlandia underneath. And Perkins comes back in for Hope. In the backcourt, no pressure. Hope just put on the press just before halftime a little bit. On the outside, Yoho works in and out. Gives it up. Hope back to a man-to-man defense now. Burke in the lane. Almost lost it. Out front to Ruska. Shot taken. That's good by Ruska. 59-31. Hope with the lead. LaRue, Traversa. Traversa as her shot knocked away. Picked up Mazarat. Her shot. She got too far underneath. And the ball was touched last by Finlandia, so Hope will have it. Perkins will set it up. Slaps it. Way on the outside over Kaufman's head, and Reisner for the basketball. And it's going to belong to Finlandia. And a timeout is called on the court.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Three members of the Flying Dutch are in double figures at this point in time with 13-17 left in the ballgame. The leading scorer is Maura McAfee with 13 points and 6 rebounds. Other starter Brittany Berry has 11 points and 7 rebounds. And Amanda Traversa has come off the bench and has 10 points and 7 rebounds. Finlandia is being led in scoring right now by Haley Chervais, who has 11 points and 6 rebounds. So Finlandia is trying to hang around in this game. It's 59-31, but with only a 9-member squad, it's going to be very tough for them to hang in there with hope for the entire ball game, Ron.
Well, I think, you know, Hope would like to have them hang around a little bit. I think it's better for them than if they have a blowout out there. I think they have to play a little bit harder and get back to action a little bit. They've had a week off now, remember, and they've been studying all the time. And, you know, you got a little different type of attitude when you come off a week like that. You're kind of worn out. You've probably stayed up late every night to cramming for your, they may not have done that like we used to do, but you know, most of the time you college kids are going to be cramming for those exams, you know, late at night.
That's called procrastination, Ron.
You and I are
both very good at that.
On the outside, Finlandia with the basketball, Hope for the man-to-man defense. Ruska, deep left corner, spinning around. Burke gets a shot away, no good. Perkins with the rebound to Kaufman. Quickly across the timeline for the Flying Dutch. Klucka in for Hope at that post position. Gives it to LaRue. Back to Klucka. Right side, Mazarot. Into Klucka. She drives for the hoop. Shot is too hard. Picked up underneath by Yoho. She has to slow it down. Feed it off to Burke, who just set up quickly and fired the three. That was way short. Coming in for Finlandia. Hakala back into the ball game. Hope for the basketball. Kaufman for Hope takes it. Looks at the zone. Gives it to LaRue. Back out in front, Mazarot in the middle. Outside, Kaufman. Got a three. Number's 33, and she nailed a three. 62-31. Hope for the lead. 12 minutes left. Left wing. Long three-pointer is good by Hakula. Oh, Ruska, excuse me. 62-34. Kaufman around the horn to Perkins. To LaRue, back to Perkins. Perkins fires cross-court pass. Into Kaufman. Right side, Mazarot. Klucka forced her way in. Ball knocked out of her hands. And it'll go to Hope College. Kaufman set it up underneath. Inside, Klucka. Her shot misses. Rebound, Mazarot. And traveling is a call. Alison Noose. Clean shirts coming in for Hope. Autumn Anderson, who Adam said had a boot on the other night, is a into the ball game. Sudbury comes in. Also, we're getting a look at Jordan Scoton, who's been battling an injury for the last couple of years. She's into the ball game. On the outside, zone defense as Finlandia tries to find an open spot for a shot. Ruska feeds the middle. 6 on the shot clock. Fires a long 3. Hits, no good. Rebound underneath, and it's going to go to Finlandia, but we'll have to wait and see. We got a foul. And it's going to go against White, and it's Kamara Sudbury. So Finlandia, who set it up underneath. Back out front, long 3, no good by Jervis. Ball stolen away underneath by Yoho. She'll set it up, go to the point, wait for some help. Outside, Ruska. Back to Yoho. Yoho into the paint. tried to force it across court, and loose basketball, picks it back up. Finally, a long three, Ruska nails another triple. That's about three or four for her. 62-37, Hope with the lead. Sudbury in the middle to Skolten. Back out in front is Plucka. Back around the horn, Anderson. Her shot misses. Rebound, Perkins. Up and in, and a foul. Basket's going to count for the freshman. So,
that was Elizabeth Perkins' first basket of the game. She'll try to make this a three-point play from the line. The Flying Dutch doing a pretty good job at the free throw line this evening. 10 of 13 from the line. That's 76%.
She's another one that doesn't play like a freshman.
Oh, that and that, almost all of the freshmen are playing like that for the Flying Dutch this year. Angelique Gaddy is another one.
65-37. Hope with the lead. Finlandia with the ball. Working against Hope's zone defense. On the outside, trying to drive a spot in. It's Yoho. Out front, the Hakula. Back and forth they go. Trying to work their way free. Finally, Yoho from the side. Two shot blocked by Klaka. Picked up by Perkins. Perkins at the right wing. Out front, Klaka. Underneath the Skolten. She turns, misses a shot, but a foul.
Finlandia is going to have some serious issues with Jordan Skolten because Jordan Skolten is 6'5", Ron, and I don't think anybody on Finlandia is anywhere close to her height.
Well, they might find a couple of them standing on the other shoulders or something.
They might have to try that. Jordan Skolten will go to the line.
Substitute coming in for Finlandia, and Burke comes back in.
Finlandia has with only nine players, they're doing a very good job of rotating their players in and out of the game in order to keep everybody fresh. So they're doing a very good job at that, and it might not reflect on the scoreboard, but they've already put up more points than they did last year against Hope College.
So Jordan Skolten sets up, misses the shot, rebound comes down to Finlandia. Burke cross court to Yoho, back to Burke. And Burke tried to drive her on Klecka, and a knee came out a little ways, and a foul is going to be called. So Emily picks up the foul. She's a 6'1 junior out of Holt. Finlandia will have it at side court. Out front, Yoho. Left side, another long triple off the mark by Ruska. Rebound comes to Anderson. Perkins underneath Klecka. For two. Al, the fast break worked like a charm with this group. And they pick up two. 67-37. Hope with the lead. 9 minutes left. Feet in the paint. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Sudbury. It'll stay with Finlandia. Yoho goes to the left side. Back out in front, back and forth. Yoho. To Ruska, to Yoho. Yoho in the paint, back out on top. Works left wing to Burke. To Ruska, on the weave, Jervis. Little bounce pass to Yoho, left wing. Got a three! You heard the buzzer go off, and that was when the shot clock ran out. The ball was in the air. Dropped in and counts. 67-40. Hope with the lead, Sudbury. Anderson on top. Perkins for three. Yes! So Elizabeth Perkins with the bucket. 70-40. Hope with the lead. In the middle to Burke. Back out to Ruska. Left wing, Burke. Burke to the point. Tries to get it underneath. And Skolten was there, but somebody came down low and grabbed the ball as well. So going to have a foul. And it's going to go against Skolten.
That was Yoho versus Skolten. Yoho must be, what, 5'7"?
5'4".
5'4", and Skolten is 6'5".
So Finlandia will have the basketball. The weave on the outside, Yoho. Little bounce pass to Ruska. Cross court to Burke. Outside, Yoho, off the mark. Rebound, Skolten. Kicks it out to Anderson. Ahead to Sudbury. Down low, Masserat shot misses. Gets her own rebound. And a foul. And it's going to go against 22, Jervis. LaRue comes in. For Hope. Placing Perkins, and Kaka comes back in for Skolten. So Masserat will be at the line. Puts this one up and rolls around. No good. Rebound to Hope, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Hope will set it up underneath their own basket. Sudbury tries to get it inside. Has the ball slapped around. Klucka picks it up. Shot misses. Rebound, Anderson. Back to Klucka. Around the horn, Sudbury slows it down. To LaRue. Back to Sudbury. LaRue. Right wing, Anderson. LaRue at the point. Playing catch now against his own defense. Outside, Sudbury for three. No good. Rebound, Anderson. New shot clock. LaRue out front, Sudbury. Looks inside. Goes to LaRue at the right wing. Masserat breaks into the paint. Has to go up on top. Back to Sudbury at the left side. Sudbury into the paint. All the way up and in. So Sudbury gets her name in the scorebook. 72-40. Hope with the lead. Hope stays with the zone. Out front. Forced pass to Burke. Her shot rattles. No good. Rebound, Anderson. Randerson. Quick pass up to Sudbury. Sudbury in the paint. And she's fouled. And the foul is going to go against 14. Haka. And Sudbury is going to go to the line. Substitute comes in.
That was ninth team foul against Finlandia.
Six against Hope. And the free throw is back in the iron. Sudbury gets her own rebound. Out to LaRue, and they'll set it up again against the zone. Sudbury, left wing, LaRue at the point, kicks it right side to Anderson. Baseline, Klucka. Ball above her head, LaRue for three. It's no good. Rebound underneath, tipped around, and out of bounds. Going to stay with Hope. Perkins comes back into the ball game for the Flying Dutch. Hope will set it up underneath their own basket. And Sudbury will set it up, and Skolten comes back in for Masserat. Sudbury gets the pass in low. Cluck a shot way over the basket. Picked up by Burke. Burke cross court into the hands of Hakula. Back out in front. A long three-pointer by Burke is no good. Klucka with a rebound. Perkins. Right side, Sudbury. Cross court to LaRue. Klucka at the top of the key. Sets, fires away. It's off the front of the iron. Gets her own rebound. Back to Sudbury. They'll reset the offense. Sudbury to LaRue. LaRue. Cross court, Klucka. Back to Sudbury. Thought about the three. Almost traveled with it. Ball is tipped out of her hands and stays with her with 13 seconds on the clock. Maloney comes in for Finlandia. Sudbury will inbound it for the Flying Dutch. Get it into Perkins. 72-40. Hope
as they would like to every game, but they obviously want to win, and even when it gets to be the numbers are you know, a lot of difference in the score, you know, 50 to 30 or something like that, you know, you could have a letdown. You could have a letdown. But they encourage each other. They know that that's not the way to, you know, honor the game of basketball by, you know, making mistakes if you don't, if just by a lack of concentration. So we try to impress upon them that you need to focus for 40 minutes. It doesn't make any difference what the score is because you're playing against a game of basketball. And to have respect for the game, and that's supposed to be played a certain way. Now, you're going to make mistakes. We all do. Coaches make mistakes. They make mistakes. But, you know, let's do the best we can all the time because there are going to be games that are very close in the last 10 minutes or 5 minutes when you're going to have to be perfect almost. So you better try all the time to do that.
This was your 23rd home victory in a row tonight. Can you believe that it's been almost 2 years since you last dropped a game here at the DeVos Fieldhouse?
Well, it was a long time before we did drop our first one, and then the next couple came along over the years, you know. But I didn't know that 23 games. I didn't know that. No,
yeah,
that's good. That's good. That's the way it should be. You're supposed to win at home, aren't you?
Well, only your second game at home this season, so you've got a lot of them ahead of you.
Got a big string going here on this year anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's going into tomorrow night's game, what do you think you have to do in order to beat Capital?
Capital's a tough scout because you know they have an offensive set like all teams do, but they break down intentionally a lot in that they'll, if they see an opening, they'll go to the basket with the ball. I mean, they'll dribble the ball right to the basket. And it isn't really a dribble drive offense. That's pretty popular nowadays out there. A lot of teams are playing what they call a dribble drive offense. But they'll run their set, they'll run their offense, but as soon as they see a place to go, you know, you better be in the right spot to stop. So it's going to be the test of our man-to-man defense. I think we'll probably play more man-to-man than we did tonight, but, you know, we'll see. But it's going to be a test of us trusting each other and being in the right spots defensively.
Yeah, you switched out from out of the man-to-man quite a bit this evening into the zone defense.
Right.
Was that something that just because of the way Finlandia was running their offense that you decided to do?
No, it really didn't have anything to do with Finlandia at all. It had to do with us. We know that with the way the games are being called this year, that we're probably going to have to institute and play a little bit more zone. Kids are going to get in foul trouble if we don't, maybe, if they keep interpreting the rules like they did at the beginning of the year. And we've always had a zone defense, but we're trying to play a little bit more this year to make sure it's ready and good enough for, you know, games that are going to be close. And we have to go to it for one reason or another because the other team is doing thus or so. But, no, it was our plan to play a lot of zone tonight.
And it paid off because in the Alma game, there was a lot of people in foul trouble by the end of that game. And this evening, there was, I don't think, anybody on the team that had more than 3 fouls.
Right. The thing about the zone is, as you could tell, I don't care what the name of the team is on the other jersey, if you're playing college basketball, you know how to shoot the three. And you're going to give up some threes. You know, you're just going to, because pretty soon a team knows you're in the zone. They're going to get on their spots. And they're going to move the ball around, hit somebody, and they're going to get it. So you've really got to hope that they don't hit them all, and you got to make sure you box out and get the one rebound so they don't get a second shot.
And you dominated the boards tonight. 62 rebounds tonight, 25 offensive boards, 37 defensive. They only had 35 rebounds, so you had almost twice as much rebounds.
Yeah, you know what that means to me as a coach? A lot of missed shots.
Well, when you have one team shooting,
by one team or another, there's a lot of missed shots.
Well, Finlandia shot 25% from the field. Hope shot 38%.
Yeah, that was a lot of missed shots.
That was a lot of missed shots.
You're going to have a lot of rebounds. So are you working on your rebounds or are you working on making shots? I don't know.
You have any questions for him, Ron?
No, I think tonight I was glad to see Brittany Berry start the ball game and shoot the ball a little bit more and drop in a couple of threes and, you know, just gain some confidence a little bit. She's been a little shy about shooting the ball because, she's missed a couple. And she has that feeling, you know, I've got to make every one. She doesn't have to, you know. She can shoot out there and make a nice percentage, even though she's not completely open every time.
All right. I've never heard the word shy used with Brittany Berry. She always puts it up there anytime she's open. I will address the reason that she probably hasn't been doing that, and it's something that's not going to go into a big deal on, but she has had some back problems. She's had some physical problems. And early in the year, she's getting better. Her shot just really didn't feel right, you know. And at the same point in time, which was kind of cool, was other teams, they read the stats, And so as soon as she gets the ball, they know the ball is going to her. They're right out on her. And she was getting a lot of assists because in some of the games that we played because she knew they were coming to get her, and she was hitting other people with the ball. So it paid off either way. But she's not real. She'll put it up there. You know, she'll shoot the ball whenever she's open. But I think you're accurate in your statement. She wasn't shooting it very much because of other reasons, I think.
Another injury issue. Last week I was here, and I saw that Autumn Anderson was in a walking boot.
Right.
She looked fine this evening.
That's just to throw the other team off. We have all of our kids wear a walking boot at one time or another, just to, you know.
Oh, is it a rotational?
It's a rotational walking boot.
Right, oh, that's
right. Nice. We want the other coach to look down there and say, holy mackerel, McAfee's got a walking boot on tonight, or whatever, yeah. No, she did. That's a good point. She had a pretty bad sprained ankle that night that you saw her, and it's taken about a week for her to get back, and so she didn't play last game, and she missed that game, but we knew she'd be okay to go in the next week, so she was out there tonight doing well.
That's good to have all 15 players healthy and on the floor for tonight's
game. Absolutely, absolutely. That's what we like it right there, you know.
Well, we'll send. I tried to get you on your way before the weather turns nasty, so that you can get home safely. And congratulations on another victory.
We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you very much. Go Hope.
Thank you. That was Coach Dean Morehouse. Let's send it back to the studio for this 2.5 minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have defeated Finlandia University 78-46 in the first game of the post-exam jam. Hope College will go on tomorrow afternoon to face Capital University of Ohio in the post-exam jam championship game. Let's take a look at team statistics. First, for Finlandia University, they shot only 25% from the field, 15 of 59. Amazingly enough, over half of their baskets from the field were three-pointers. They were 8 for 38 from three-point land. Wow, they were heaving them up from three-point land, 38 shots from beyond the arc. They also made 8 free throws. They were 8 from 11 from the free throw line for 72%. They had 35 rebounds, 10 offensive, 25 defensive. And they turned over the ball 13 times. For the Flying Dutch of Hope College, they heaved up 72 shots and only made 28 of them. They only shot 38% from the field. They were 36% from beyond the arc. They made 7 three-pointers. And they shot 55.6% from the free throw line, 15 of 27. A lot of rebounds for the Flying Dutch as they had 62 rebounds to Finlandia's 35. 25 offensive rebounds, 37 defensive. They turned over the ball 11 times. Now let's take a look at individual statistics for the Finlandia Lady Lions. They were led in scoring by Biera Ruska, who had 17 points and 3 rebounds. The only other person on Finlandia to get into double digits was Haley Treves, who had 11 points and 7 rebounds. Marissa Burke, their leading scorer, who came into the game averaging 14 points a game, was held to only 3 points. She also had 8 rebounds and 2 assists. Paige Yoho, before fouling out of the game, had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Michaela Hakala had 9 points and 2 boards. And Mary Jo Maloney finishes out the scoring for Finlandia with 2 points. For the Flying Dutch, the score sheet is very, very long. A lot of people, everybody except for, I believe, 3 players got on the scoring column. So 12 of 15 of the Hope College Flying Dutch players got on the scoring column. They were led in scoring by Maura McAfee, who had 13 points and 6 rebounds. Right behind her was Brittany Berry, who had 11 points and 7 boards. 3 three-pointers for Brittany this evening. Amanda Traversa came off the bench. She had 10 points and 7 boards. Rebecca Lawrence had 9 points and 8 rebounds. Megan Kelly had 9 points and 3 assists and 1 rebound. And starter Angelique Gaddy had 3 points, 3 assists, and 1 rebound. Now for the bench players for the Flying Dutch. Melissa LaRue had 4 points and 1 rebound. Autumn Anderson didn't get in the scoring column, but she had 4 rebounds and an assist. Kamara Sudbury had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Elizabeth Perkins, the freshman, came off the bench and was pretty impressive. She had 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Hannah Dole didn't get into the scoring column, but she contributed with 3 rebounds and 2 assists. We already talked about Amanda Traversa. Emily Klocka had 3 points, 1 rebound, or 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. Anna Kaufman came off the bench and had 3 points. Kelsey Masserat also came off the bench, did not score, but had 4 rebounds. And Jordan Skolton had 3 points and 5 rebounds coming off the bench. Anything in the statistics, Ron, that sticks out to you?
No, I think it was, you know, pretty much a one-sided ball game out there. The starters, most of them have the same scores that they did in the first half because they did not play a lot in that second half. And so their number of points that they had for the ball game didn't change a whole lot. And they did well. Berry with the 11 points, McAfee 13, 9 and 9, you know, things like that. So there wasn't much of a change, and nothing really unusual.
It was what it was. Finlandia came into the game with 9 players, and none of them were really tall. And Hope College took advantage of that. And really, Finlandia though stuck with them. They played hard the entire game. They never gave up, but it was pretty much what it was. They were pretty much overmatched this evening.
Yeah, they had 2 people fall out in addition to that. And, you know, when you only have that number of players, well, you're going to have more playing time for everybody. And as a result, the one girl only played 1 minute. So they really, you know, only used, 8 out of the 9 that they had out there.
Yeah, and I don't understand what happened there, because there must have been an injury of some sorts that we did not catch, because she started the game and only played 1 minute and came out. So really that's what their coaching staff was complaining about when Paige Yoho left the game, because then they were left with essentially only 6 players left for them, 1 person to come in and off the bench. So